2024 Formula One calendar. Wow. The longest one in the history of the sport. And all 24 races will probably happen. Jad, tell us, what do our weekends look like for the forthcoming season?
Well, it's going to be a hectic season for us. And basically we're starting with a doubleheader. There's going to be a total of 5 doubleheaders in 2024 and 3 tripleheaders. I'll talk about the tripleheaders later. We start with a doubleheader in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. And they're going to be Saturday races, not Sunday, because they're going to be happening during Ramadan. And, you and I, we've lived before in the GCC, and we know that things change during Ramadan. So they're going to be Saturday races. And and they're going to be 3 tripleheaders. The last one is going to be the most gruesome, honestly. The guys will have to travel like they did in 2023 from Las Vegas to Qatar and then Abu Dhabi as the season finale. So it's going to be, the season's going to end with a triple header starting with Las Vegas. Now it seems Las Vegas is going to be a Sunday race, not Saturday night like they did. And this is what's shown on the calendar, which you can go and check in my editor's desk. But yeah, it is the longest calendar in the history of the sport, 24 races. And hopefully nothing happens in Emilia-Romagna this year and it doesn't get canceled. And China seems to be on board. So, but it makes you think, 24 races, all this traveling, the team spending all that time away from their families, and then the exclusivity of the sport. Like you and I, Paul, we're big fans and we're passionate about F1. If you tell me you have to watch F1 every weekend, I'll be happy. But if you tell me you're going to work in F1 for every weekend, I won't, for the whole year, especially if you have to travel around the world for that. But yeah, Formula One are going on with their plan to milk the sport. They want to make as much money as they want out of it. Liberty Media as well, of course. And it seems fine by the teams. Although we know last year, for example, between Las Vegas and Abu Dhabi, many drivers were sick. Many team members were sick because of the jet lag and of the time zone differences. And George Russell said something about it. He said, this is not sustainable. You have to move a few thousand people all over the world. It's not something sustainable. Especially in a day and age where Formula One are following their net zero 2030 initiative, And we've gone hybrid with the cars to be sustainable, and we're going into sustainable fuels very soon. But everyone knows that the cars are not the problem. The emissions of the cars are not the problem. The carbon footprint of the sport comes from all the traveling all over the world, from the commute that the fans have to do between racetracks and their hotels and what have you. So is this in line with what Formula One are saying? Is it sustainable? What do you think?
Well, the sustainability of Formula One is a bit of a paradox as far as I'm concerned. I don't really want to touch into that because I don't understand the carbon footprint thing very well, and I'm not really interested in it. We're messing up the world. I mean, there's nothing I'm going to do about it by not watching Formula One. So I get it, but it's not really my facet of expertise or interest, to be honest. I mean, it's a global problem that unless the whole world holds hands and decides to resolve it, starting with plastics and all that kind of stuff. So it's okay. It's a reality. I just want to deal with our reality as Formula One fans, because at the end of the day, if you compare this up to a global issue, Formula One is folly. If you consider starvation and pollution and all that. So I follow Formula One not to hear about sustainability, not to care about the environment. No, it's my passion. It's my sport. I just want to see brutal cars with fantastic drivers go fast. And if ruins the landscape, I don't know what to say to that. Honestly, I'm kind of stunned. Where it impacts me is pretty much what you said, is it's brutal. Obviously it's a paradox again, because I'd like to watch as many Formula One races as possible. And I'm sure drivers want to drive in as many Formula One races as possible, but the mechanics don't want to work in as many Formula One races as possible. And they have two different crews, but then, it becomes money, and it's Look, we're fortunate, apart from Agnes, who goes to the races, and I respect her for that. We do this remotely, and we'll probably go to a couple of Grand Prix in the future. But the reality is to go and do it like a Joe Saward does or Agnes tends to do, and go every Grand Prix. And then the teams now, I just find it is brutal for them. But it is what it is. 24 races, I think it's. I've never liked the fact that it's gone over 20, to be honest. I liked 18 as a good number. And I'll explain it to you this way. I was going to say Christmas dinner, but not everyone in the world does Christmas dinner. But Sunday lunch or Friday lunch, Friday iftar or whatever. If you have it on a special day once a week, it's good. But if you have it every second day, like a good Sunday lunch, it loses its. And that's what I think Formula One is tending to do with scattering it this big. Although the demand is there and it's working for now, but in the long term, when the boom is over, I wouldn't be surprised if it dipped back to 18, just because it's sane. It's a sane number. And what does concern me, though, is exactly what you pointed out, is that not only George Russell, Christian Horner, there's not a single guy in the paddock that, if you took him at the side and said, forget pissing off Formula One and non-disclosure agreements and all that stuff, is this a good thing for the sport? And they'll say no. Even the drivers, I think it's too much, So what is the solution though? Paradoxically, we want more races, but at the same time, it's not a healthy situation. But I think that, you know what? Let's not be negative about it, because end of the day, it is what it is. I'd like to just put on a reality check, and just maybe if you can just give us a quick rundown of where it all begins, where it gets juicy, and obviously the end triple header. Actually, if you think about it, it's beautiful. 3 weeks of fantastic. The fact that they're going from Las Vegas to Abu Dhabi to, that is crazy. But at the end of the day, that's where the sport is. And I think if you think about it, if the championship is poised with three races to go and to have them in 3 weekends, I think that's cool. Even if they had 18 races, three to end it with three would be fantastic. I like the idea of back-to-backs. Three maybe is it too much, but if you have one a season, like to end the season, it would create some excitement, because you get to around 15, and if Max hasn't won everything, and maybe the Red Bull went the wrong way, and it's a competition, those last three races will be mega. It would be a bit like 2021. Do you remember how fantastic Brazil, Saudi and Abu Dhabi were? It was amazing. There was like three races, boom, 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 and it was, I like that. So again, back to what I my question. On a positive side, give us a rundown from A to B, or 1 to 24.
Well, it all starts in March 2nd in Bahrain, and it's going to be a doubleheader with Saudi Arabia, and it finishes on 8th of December in Abu Dhabi with a triple header. So the doubleheaders are going to be basically Bahrain and Saudi, and then Emilia-Romagna, Monaco, Hungary, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, Monza, and finally the last one's going to be Baku and Singapore. That's going to be a tough one because I think the travel between Baku and Singapore is going to be a tough one for the guys.
Whatever the case, it is what it is. 24 races. Chad, give us the rundown from 1 to 24.
Okay, so it's going to be all starting in March 2nd in Bahrain, and it's going to be a doubleheader with Saudi Arabia. And then we go to Australia, then Japan, then China, then Miami. Look at this trip all over the world. And
Wow.
yeah, and then Emilia Romagna and Monaco, they're going to be a doubleheader. And then we go to Canada and then Spain. And then we have Austria, Great Britain, and then Hungary. After that, yeah, we've got
Summer break.
no, summer break happens after after Belgium. That's going to be the 28th of July, and then we come back on the 25th of August in Zandvoort, which will be a double header with Italy, and then we take a break. We go to Baku, and then back to back with Singapore. And after Singapore, we go back to Austin. And then you've got Austin, Mexico, Brazil. Boom. Together. And then we take a break until the 23rd of November, and we go to Las Vegas, Qatar, Abu Dhabi for the final triple header. So the triple headers, there are two consecutive ones separated by 20 days.
Wow.
Yeah,
Incredible.
it is.
Yeah, that is going to be incredible.
Yeah, like you said, from the sporting point of view, I agree with it. But like I said, sustainability wise, whatever F1 are saying, be it to the environment, be it to the people that are working in F1, yeah, there's a lot of question about what they're stating. Yeah, so from a sporting point of view, like you said, having these three races towards the end of the season, especially if there's some competition going on, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be nice. But from the sustainability point of view, which F1 have been trumpeting about all the time, I don't think it works. But like you and I said, we always take it positively, see what happens with it. And yeah, let's on for 24, 2024.
Yeah, look, end of the day, it's 24 races. We want a lot of races. We'll deal with the aftermath and the repercussions from there. I'm positive about it. I think it's going to be a good season. It's got, I think there's some fabulous weekends to look forward to. Everyone that you mentioned there has me inspired. So, the argument that it's too many races sort of falls by. Like I said, it's very paradoxical. I love many races, but I also don't. But at the end of the day, I think it's a calendar that we have to live with. And the reality is this: this is the only thing. It's going to be slightly negative, is it's long. And if we have another season of dominance like we had last year at Verstappen, it's going to be a marathon. Thank you.
Thank you.